From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there is more than sufficient cause to arrest two white men for the shooting death of a 25-year-old black man in Glynn County. GPB's Stephen Fowler has the latest on the death of Ahmaud Arbery.
It's been more than 2 months since Arbery was shot to death while he ran near his home. It only took 2 days after the GBI got involved before Travis and Gregory McMichael were arrested for aggravated assault and murder charges. GBI Director Vic Reynolds said in that short time, agents found sufficient probable cause for the arrest.
I can tell you that if we didn't believe it, we wouldn't have arrested him. If we believe it, then we're going to put the bracelets on them, and that's exactly what we did yesterday evening.
Two district attorneys have recused themselves over the case so far, and the earliest a grand jury can meet is mid-June because of the coronavirus. The McMichaels say they were trying to make a citizen's arrest on Arbery when Arbery was killed. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
State officials want more people to go out and get tested for COVID-19. So far, about 2% of Georgians have been examined for the virus. But Governor Kemp says many coronavirus testing sites still have more supplies than people who are coming to get tested. The federal government is set to deliver enough swabs to test another 2% of the population this month. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is continuing to voice her displeasure with how the state is reopening. Speaking to CBS 46, Bottoms says she disagrees with Governor Kemp's decision to fast-track Georgia's return to work, while many other states are still waiting.
We're sending the message across the country. You can come here and it's business as usual. So it's disappointing. But we'll know in 2 to 3 weeks if this was the right decision.
The mayor says she's also weighing the possibility of a mask requirement for the city, although concerns about enforcement may delay that decision. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says broad COVID-19 testing and contact tracing are essential if people want to begin traveling again. Speaking during a video conference for Emory University, Bastian says he believes the general public may not feel safe to fly again until proper measures are in place. The Atlanta-based carrier is dealing with a 95% drop in passenger traffic. Delta posted a $607 million loss in the first quarter of this fiscal year, the company's first quarterly loss since 2012. In the time since some coronavirus restrictions eased in Georgia, businesses have been balancing what people want against the need for safety.
Phones are ringing off the hook. You probably hear them. Are you open? Are you open? Our main concern was is that we do everything for the safety of our employees and our guests.
We'll bring you some of the voices behind Georgia's economy as it slowly moves again. That story is online right now at gpbnews.org. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting.